Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Juggalo Rivalry with your host, Tavik Cole, and Ghetto G. Ghetto will join us very shortly. I'm going to go on a track because I'm going to get back into some more goddamn motherfucking WWE 2K14. So, you know, I think I got, maybe K here. I think I know exactly what I'm going to play right the fuck now. So let me get to it, get up to it. Let's see. Should be here. If it's not here, shit, I got plenty of ABK tracks to play up on her. Well, should be here. There we go.
This time I'm coming swinging with my hatchet high. I'm about to let it loose.
cause it's do or die. Go ahead and tell somebody, spread the word to the streets. A.B. Kaden lost his mind, now he's disturbing the peace. Hey, I don't give a shit and you can let it be known, and I'ma let it be shown. Motherfucker, I'm grown, I'ma swing if I want to and you can't stop me. It's too hard to do if you're weak and sloppy. Put your fist up, swing them till somebody cries. Supersize a hater up with the order enough of fries. Let them see just how we do and what it's like to have somebody coming after you. Watch out.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming for you.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming for you.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming for you.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming
so
for
I'm
you.
So I'm a psycho, I can deal with it, ain't no thing. It's okay, I agree, I love bringing the pain. And I'm not the only one who loves a hatchet, swinging it with perfection from plenty of practice. I'm just a native that's out for a kill. It's time to battle, so understand I'm coming for real. I don't pick them when it happens, it just comes to me. And if I can't walk away, I stand so they can see. When you step into the ring, ready to do your thing,
come swing it.
What?
Come swing it.
If they love to talk, cause the fight's what they want,
come swing it.
What?
Come swing it.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming for you. Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
The Hatchet Warrior, yet another psychopath, known to kill anyone in his
face. Sharp like an axe blade, swift on my feet, born to come hard with my animal instincts. Night crawling to your watch your health. I'm the sound that you hear when you're by yourself. Like a killer on the streets, I be that me. Coming hotter than the sun, cause I'm bringing the heat. So if you rolling with me, come on, it's time to get the show on and bring it to these motherfuckers acting like they so grown. Break them down like a bag of some poop weed and tell them you ain't the one for someone to defeat. Put it out there, show that it's known. That the Hatchet, you better come swinging or go home.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging. Swinging.
If I had one last chance to do things over in my life, one last chance to say things to people before they left or passed on, the opportunity to see the ones close to me every day just to say, hey.
Hey, we're back. And looks like we got our boy Spider. Whatever's going on, man?
What's good?
Shit, man. Fucking playing WWE 2K14.
Hell yeah.
What's going on, Ghetto?
Not much. What the hell's going on?
Hey, Big John Stug, get the fuck off me before I beat your ass.
Or don't answer me. That works, too.
20 fucking 30 years of WrestleMania, man.
What you guys been on? It's been a while.
Who is it? Who is on the phone right now?
Spider.
Spider? Oh, shit.
Yeah, Menace nigga just came out of the woodworks.
Man, this whole week, man, random people just randomly been coming back.
I know, right?
Well, see, the thing is, well, lately I haven't had a phone for a while, but I just got a new one, so.
Oh, yeah? How many minutes you got on this?
I have unlimited, so I'm going to be on for a while.
Oh, shit. Finally, he got the deal.
Right. What
so
have I missed?
What?
What have I missed? Any more haters?
Any more haters? Not really, no.
Oh, that's good.
Just Big Homie was, talking some smack on one of our promos that we were posting around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like a dumbass.
Other than that, nothing towards the hating side.
Yeah, I just got called a fag today because I was rocking the face paint. I could care less.
Where were you wearing face paint at?
Maplewood Mall here in Minnesota.
They actually allowed you in the mall like it?
No, I got kicked out, but...
That's what I was saying, like, every time somebody did some shit like that around here, they always got kicked out.
I don't want you DDT, motherfucker. I want body slender, son of a bitch.
Havoc's already struggling.
Yeah, because he's DDTing the motherfucker instead of fucking body slamming that son of a bitch.
So what's the deal with that season pass thing or something that they're talking about?
Season pass pretty much like allows you to fucking download everybody and have everybody.
So is that the same thing that I bought last year for last game?
Probably.
You know, where you bought it and then you had everything for like $20.
Yeah, that'd be the same thing.
Because it was like, I don't know, like an NWO package, then like a move package, and then there was something else.
Yeah, that'd be it.
So, you know, so is anything like that available right now? So if I bought that now, what the hell's going to be on there?
I don't know. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to trade in WWE 13, Ghostbusters, and all that shit, so that way I got to put it towards, so I'm going to fucking gate that tomorrow and fucking buy it that way there, and then put the code in.
I noticed a lot of people were trading that game in, because I saw in the bin at GameStop that there's like at least two or three WWE 13s in there.
Well, yeah, man, because everybody wants WWE 2K14.
And then on top of that, I'm trying to sell some fucking CDs and shit, but nobody will fucking take them.
What about that site?
Well, that site wanted to give me like 50 cents for every one of my CDs.
And how many CDs did you have?
Like 11.
That's about like what, like $11?
But I'm saying like, even, I went to FYE, man, they're trying to trade this shit in or whatever, and the dude didn't seem too interested in buying any of the fucking CDs off of me. But, he did, he bought like the four DVDs that I had, along with like a CD or two or something like that. And then, then I just used that, like, I got like a little over $5 for that. So I just put that towards, and I bought the Forgotten Freshers Volume 5 that came out. So I got that and that game, so it's all good.
I'm getting a phone call. I'll call right back in.
Okay. All right, man.
All right.
Peace. And what's the point is about that? He just hung up like not too long ago. And he called right back in.
Man, I think it was a little nuts that I just got like four trophies in one match.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, all I was doing was beating up Roman Reigns.
Man, I was doing the same damn thing.
Beat the fuck out of him with Mark Henry.
Hey, this is just fucking nuts.
I was going to beat the hell out of him with Goldberg, but apparently I got to play the fucking thing to unlock him or something first.
Yeah, you do.
So that's some bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
How's he going to give us 3MB as the main roster?
I don't know.
And that's just fucking stupid.
Well, 3MB's new music is officially now Big Time Rush.
Oh shit, this version of Ryback's music is a lot better.
Yeah, like I said, if you go to fucking down to option and go down to
yeah, I know, but you can make your own playlist. I pretty much marked everything except for like a couple of songs that I never want to hear. What is this?
Hey, man, I think maybe after this match, I'll fucking go into play at, I'll beat the shit out of fucking Seth Rollins with the fucking Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, shit, dude. You could turn down the reversals. That's amazing. I was just bitching about this already, about how they reverse everything.
And now you learn that you can turn down the reversal.
That is the best option on this game so far.
Oh, man.
Because as soon as I played the only match that I played so far, where Roman Reigns, he wanted to try to spear me, and I blocked him, so fuck him. But then I went to the top rope, and then he speared me in the fucking mid-move thing. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Yo, you just gave me an idea.
What?
I'm going to put fucking Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose, and I'm going to have fucking Roman Reigns just fucking spear fucking Dean Ambrose over and over again.
Oh, and I do enjoy the lifting the person up for the finishing move. Damn, dude, you could turn up the amount of damage the finishers and the weapons can do too.
Yeah, it's all sick, man. Like, I love it.
These options are dope.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to put that shit all the way up.
Like I said, man, I already made fucking Big Green again, so he's in this already.
No. Damn, you can turn that all the way up. Momentum for the for your attacks, for your taunts.
Yeah, I think it's funny how I'm turning down every single fucking finisher for everybody. Well, not, you know, like the fucking reversals for like all the fucking AIs.
I'm just gonna leave that the way it is right now. But for like the fucking for your taunts and shit. Your finishers, man, gives it the maximum.
Yeah, man. Hey, so far, 2K14 so far is doing a damn good job.
Why didn't that fucking save?
Probably you gotta press X.
Oh, and I like how I picked up the game, and the dude's like, if you don't like the front cover, you can flip it over, and the alternate cover is Daniel Bryan. Well, thanks for ruining that. So if you don't want The Rock, you can have Daniel Bryan. What the hell?
Oh, damn, I didn't even notice that.
Wow. I knew that before I even opened it.
Thanks for telling me. There we go.
Man, everybody's buying the Battlefield 4 and Assassin's Creed. Here I am buying WWE 2K14.
Hey, beer. Oh yeah, and if you press down the left joystick, it changes the music.
The what?
the fucking left stick that they use to move people, if you press it down, it'll change the music.
Huh, that's sweet. That used to be on one of the other games, too.
Yeah, and that was back on this game.
What exactly is reversal damage?
I guess it's damage that gets done when you do reversal to people.
Hell yeah, the blood's coming on, that's right. But I don't like that they put the Inferno match back on here.
I don't think anybody does.
Do they have any new matches on here?
No. Seth Rollins, you're going to get your ass kicked by the fucking Ultimate Warrior.
What the hell's tournaments?
I don't know.
Gold Rush? What the fuck is that?
Gold Rush.
Hallelujah. They got King of the Ring on here. But what the fuck is Gold Rush? We're about to find out.
I'll find it out. Apparently for
a championship. What the hell, they got Wade Barrett as the Intercontinental Champion? When's the last time he's been the fucking champion? Like, months ago.
When's the last time he's been there?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I turned up the fucking damage on my finishers, and I just gave Ultimate Warrior like infinite fucking finishers.
Jeez, man, there's a lot more titles to unlock.
What the fuck?
Well, let's change the world title. Because fuck Del Rio. Tournament size 4, 8, 16. Okay, 16 sounds great. Match type single. One on one backstage brawl. Hell in a Cell. Iron Man. Ladder. Last Man Standing. Steel Case. Submission. Fuck no. Table. Let's do singles.
Yeah, Seth Rollins, you're getting your ass kicked, motherfucker.
What the hell? I still have no idea what the hell this is. It's to figure out a number one contender, apparently.
Man, this never works, though.
Ultimate Warrior. Oh, you're going to be the Intercontinental Champion. With unlimited finishers. Attire from WrestleMania 6. Damn. Yeah, the guy at GameStop, Matty, was like, this is probably the best pre-order that can come with the game. Ultimate Warrior.
Hey, Spider, welcome back, nigga.
Thanks, homie.
So was it a nice phone call?
Nah, it was one of my homies complaining about a bunch of shit.
And you were like, fuck you, I'm hanging off.
No, man, I sat there and listened to it like the good friend I am, so.
Man, well, at least you'll listen, unlike Havoc.
Exactly, sounds good to fuck. Dude, I've been fucking body slipping. I'm just dealing with body splash after body splash to fucking Seth Rollins. I'm gonna kill his ass.
I'm gonna kill his ass.
Now I'm just taking fucking Seth Rollins, and I'm just fucking throwing him into the fucking cage over and over.
Hey, look, it's Sin Cara.
Is he injured?
He might be. He's about to be in a match. He's going to face Rey Mysterio. It's going to end in a draw. Because they're both going to get hurt. Dead man walking. You done it now.
I don't got a lot of time tonight. I mean, I'll stick around for a little bit longer, but I got work tomorrow morning, like, right away, so I got to get to bed soon.
Well, why don't you go ahead and request a song?
Yeah, since right, I'm going to do it.
Let's see. The show goes on?
You can definitely do
there
that.
There you go. Hook it up, Havoc.
That was good, because I got to take a piss on you. I want the show goes on, nigga. I'm getting it. I'm gonna have to fuck up a lot. You're gonna pay.
Just so born in a mix of magic on my chest, so dead body dead. Yellow.
Speak to Chicken Neck.
Who?
Chicken Neck.
Nobody by that name here.
What about Chicken Balls?
Nope.
What about Chicken fucking Gizzard Throat? Is he there?
Look, boy, you got the wrong number. What the? Hello.
Speak to Red Nuts.
Who?
Red Balls. Willie Redneck Balls. Is he there?
God damn it.
Let me get this. Who in the hell is this?
Speak to Bad Boy.
Who in the hell is this?
I want to speak to Fat Redneck fucking Chicken Boy. Is he there?
God damn it. Fucking no good bastards. Get the damn door.
Yeah.
I have a delivery for Mr. Redneck Fatballs.
What? You goddamn little...
It's from the Wicked Clown.
And we're back.
It's like one of my most... That's like one of my top favorite songs I like by ACP.
It's definitely a good song.
Yeah, it is. Hell yeah.
Man, I already got a match invite to this fucking game.
Yeah. Let me guess. What about stars?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, cause I got the same shit.
I thought it was going to be for, like, the 13 one.
I did, too. Well, too bad. I'm in the middle of a gold rush.
Yeah, man, has anybody ever even heard of that? I've never heard of that fucking thing.
No, but hey, they brought back the King of the Ring, though.
Yeah, that was in the last one, though.
Oh. I won, nigga.
And what the fuck is the Ultimate Warrior's finishing move? Since apparently it's really not what it says it is.
It's like a splash type thing.
Well, I know that, but he got another one.
I don't know what the other one is.
The Oklahoma Slam. Quit fucking counting.
Yeah, quit fucking counting. Why is Linda McMahon's music playing?
Did you say Linda McMahon?
Yes.
I don't know why the hell she even on the game.
Fuck if I know. I'm gonna watch Luke Harper beat the shit out of Christian.
Oh, come on, man. This isn't his finishing move. Usually he runs against the ropes and then he splashes. Come on, man. Oh, there we go. There you're running. There you go.
All right, get him. Are you ready for the best match of them all?
And that is?
Luke Harper versus Christian.
What do you mean, Luke Harper?
Someone already created a Luke Harper.
Damn, dude, the game just fucking came up. Literally at midnight.
Yeah, I know. And people are already creating people.
So did GameStop call you last night?
Oh.
they called here and they left a message saying they invite me to come to the GameStop at 10 o'clock to wait in line for this game that comes out. But then turns out even if I would have went to that or whatever, the GameStop that's in the mall here isn't open that late.
So then why the fuck are they telling you to come at 10 o'clock if they're not open?
That's what I'm saying, But yeah, they called me to let me know that it will be released at midnight last night. But, like, why would I want to go do that anyway when Raw's on, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah, where's my pizza?
Where's my pizza? Yeah, I love how it's brought to you by Tostino's. They better have more than one sponsor, though.
Probably not.
So now they got an oh my god moment on the ring post. You can kick them in the head.
Damn. Well, not just that, man. Fucking, they have another oh my god moment. Like when somebody's you know, caught under the fucking ropes and shit. The fucking clothesline the opponent out to the ring, and then fucking run and then jump over and do that thing that fucking Taker does.
That's an oh my god moment inside the ring, though. They gotta be against the ropes.
Yep.
Hey guys, I got work in the morning. I got a golf call tomorrow night.
Alright, man. We'll have fun.
Alright.
Peace. Oh, this is going to be a very long match, so I think I'm going to play a track and give me a track. Play a track and go get me a track, yeah.
You're going to play a track to get you a track, okay.
Well, you know what, since we're in Riddle Box?
Ooh, I like this toy. Watch it go.
I was like 6, I used to get dipped by the chick, and everyone would chase me and hit me with drinks, and rock, and kick, and calling me names, until my lunchbox was frog brain. When I left school, it was much iller, my daddy was a serial killer, and how about that? He always made me sit in the bed, with all his dead bodies on my lap. Move! When I got home, enough for the static, hammer and tools, and up to the attic. Never knew any other girls, or boys, only my toys. Bang, clang, hammer and twist. Nobody knows I exist, and I'm pissed. But I won't be mentally scarred. Instead I make toys, toys of the graveyard. Monday, ringing the bell. It's all about show and tell. Might as well show all these bastards just what I got. Yo, check out my toy box.
A good hearty har har, right boys and girls?
We got dead bodies everywhere you look. All the nerds sitting up front got cooked. Others start screaming and making a dash. So I start handing out toys fast at last. You like slinkies? We got slinkies. Only mine like to wrap around your face and stretch, twist, kazoom, and whip your body all over the fucking room. So come one at a time, open your gift, and what you will find is a toy, my friend, that you never forget. Skull split. You like soldiers? We got soldiers made with rubber and steel. They look real, but I wouldn't just toss them under your bed. That's how you get an axe to the forehead. Oh, and don't let them sit around all day. Come home and find your mom dead in the hallway, cause they can be nifty. All the toys are shifty in my toy box. Hey, wait a minute. Don't fuck around, homie. You can lose an eye with it. That's my double blade razor whip chop gimme. And it's mine, motherfucker. So gimme, gimme. You want toys? You come to the right place. Try my little toy mutilator.
shit. You know, I mean, just because she's dead, we should just break up or something? Fuck that!
Tommy, listen to me. She's dead, man. You gotta move on.
So what? So she's dead. Does that make you fresher than her?
I don't think so.
So she don't talk as much, and she really don't move around a lot. She's still fresh. She's still fun to be around. You're just prejudiced. You're prejudiced against dead people.
Oh, man, you really are one sick bastard, Tommy.
Yeah? Fuck off.
What?
Fuck off.
What the fuck is that? What does that mean?
It means fuck off.
Man, you fucking lost it.
Yeah? Fuck off!
And we're back.
What the hell song is that?
Somebody Mark Henry.
The ass kick.
Mark Henry.
Man, fucking... Man, Cesaro, man. He fucking hit one finisher on me, man. Not going to even fucking kick out. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Well, this should be a good fucking match right here.
But then at the end of this, man, I did it again. Fucking Big Show just threw him up in the air and socked him in the face.
So, who do you think? So this match, who do you think is gonna win? Brock Lesnar or Titus O'Neil?
That's funny, man. I just beat Titus O'Neil up with Ultimate Warrior.
Well,
I don't know.
The way I'm doing this match is I'm doing it computerized.
Dude, this is not Seth Rollins' finishing move.
Milk does a body good.
Ooh. Definitely does not.
Well, luckily for me, I've got the case for WWE 2K14 right next to me, so I can use it as a fan, and a fan to spell away.
Dude, is this move really called Seth Walker?
Is that supposed to be the same as Luke Skywalker?
I guess.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, man, what did he say about those slippers last night? He was like, man, it smells like Bob Backlund or whatever else.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said. I was like, what the fuck? Now, actually, I was like, what the fuck? And I took down and get on my TV. Titus, Darren's the gay one. You're supposed to be straight.
Dude, fucking Chris is going to fucking piss himself in this game. Seth Rollins does his blackout move. Jeez.
Damn, fucking. Well, I thought Titus might have a good shot, but Brock Lesnar was just absolutely destroying him.
Man, they definitely make it a lot easier to walk with the person.
Yeah, they do. Spine Buster. Man, the best thing is, I mean, this match, a fucking no DQ, no count out. False count anywhere.
So how exactly do you do that dive out the ring thing? It's not really there.
It might just be with the Undertaker, though, too. Or, like, the high flyer.
Beat.
Yeah, cause I did it with the Undertaker. This is a sickening assault. Yeah, well, Michael Cole, your face is sickening. I mean, shit, at least now we know why fucking JBL always wears a fucking hat outside. Really, that fucking at the announce table. So that way, he can block fucking my cool face.
Yeah, he really hates Michael Cole. It's funny.
Yeah, I know, right? But what's even funnier is everybody hates him on NXT now.
Hates who?
JBL.
Why?
Because of the fact they replaced Dusty Rhodes as GM with JBL.
What the hell?
In the belly.
So I take it not everybody could do those up in the air moves.
I'm guessing not. Brock Lesnar, stop walking with fucking Titus O'Neil and just fucking do something about him. There you go. Now, what's even funnier is the fact that they actually made it so that way you can actually hear the fucking sound effects even more, too. What?
Yeah, you can hear them hitting the ring better, I guess.
Yeah, and plus, when you fucking hit the head against the side of the post, you get your hear.
Yeah.
And when you hit the baseball bat, you actually hit a baseball bat and hitting against their head. Yeah, that's one of the new things they put in here. For weapons is a baseball bat.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Just fucking whacks them.
Yeah. Other than that, that's the only fucking new fucking weapon they gave you, though, which just sucks. Because I left everything else in. Shit.
For fuck's sake, man. I beat this dude's ass for the longest fucking time. He has one finisher and I'm done. Maybe I should have just pinned him, but no.
And we have our winner. Titus O'Neil has pinned Brock Lesnar.
I thought that match was over.
No, it was still going on. Yeah, Titus O'Neil fucking pinned him. He won.
Dude, that was a 3 count for sure.
Next match.
They completely lied to me. Oh, rope break. How do you turn that shit off?
Here we go. Randy Orton versus Tensai. This is a match I want to watch.
You're gonna watch it.
Why not?
I just skip them. Here's just some of the highlights. Oh, there's Caitlin's music.
Oh, there's Japanese Tensai. fucking back with his Japanese music again.
Rey Mysterio beats some car.
Oh, C-Car is back out on the fucking injured list.
Here you go, Ultimate Warrior versus Big Show.
I think it's funny how they're gonna have this match. It's gonna be Ultimate Warrior versus Kofi Kingston.
Kofi Kingston. Man, the Ultimate Warrior got to have, like, the fastest entrance ever.
He really does. All he does is just runs down to the ring.
Yeah, man, it's quick as fuck. Well, it's the Big Show.
Yeah, where Big Show just walking walk down slow as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn, fucking Tenzo's getting his ass whooped by fucking Randy Orton.
Well, this should be good for some reason, because I was Big Show in that match. He has infinity finishers as well. Man, do you know Hot Topic has a Fandango t-shirt?
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Two count. Man, is there a way for me to skip this match? It's kind of boring now.
Yeah. You're going to have to exit it and then skip it.
Wait. Unless they get counted out. Warren, go get in the fucking ring, you dumbass.
Big Show just fucking punched me in my face, but I kicked out, so fuck him. I don't think the ring can take another impact like that.
Probably not.
That's what the king just said.
Yeah, man. Let's see here.
Dude, he definitely just kneeled on him and pinned him. That's fucking sweet. But I don't like that the Ultimate Warrior really doesn't even fit in this game because he looks too, like, cartoony.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't look like the rest of the characters.
Yeah, we'll wait until you see fucking Tenzai. Tenzai looks cartoony as well.
No, great.
Orton wins! Tortino's pizza rolls. Man, I want some fucking Tortino's pizza rolls.
Who should win, Damian Sandow or Seth Rollins?
Damian Sandow.
The Shield don't deserve a damn thing.
Do you see his new finishing move?
Yeah.
That he calls the You're Welcome. And all it is a fucking full Nelson, I guess, suplex you would call that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yep. We got Ultimate Warrior versus Kofi Kingston, R-Truth versus Santino, Heath Slater versus Jinder Mahal, and The Rock versus Wade Barrett.
The Rock versus Wade Barrett. That's a one-sided thing.
How do you fucking...
What the fuck is he doing? It's like having a spasm. Well, okay then. Maybe this turning the finishers all the way up was not a good idea.
Why is that?
Because they hit one and I can't fucking kick out. Oh, well, Damian Sandow lost. Oh, well. I don't... Because I accidentally exited the match and I'm not going there. Now it's Ultimate Warrior versus Brock Lesnar.
Let's see here. But how do you fucking skip a damn match?
Square.
Oh. Well, that was gonna be fucking Ultimate Warrior versus Kofi Kingston in a backstage brawl. Best thing is I gave fucking Ultimate Warrior infinite fucking finishers.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar still has the weakest entrance.
Ultimate Warrior wins. Ultimate Warrior wins.
From out of nowhere.
Kofi Kingston's as good as I am. Fucking handed to him. Like a government mule. What do you know? The Rock won.
Of course.
Now, it's Black Dragon versus Luke Harper.
The fuck is Black Dragon?
I don't know. Somebody I just randomly fucking downloaded. I'm gonna make this an easy match and just fucking finish it off. A 1, 2, 3.
That gotta be embarrassing to lose somebody that just kneels on your chest.
Let's go.
Thank you. There you go. The final match is going to be Ultimate Warrior versus Rey Mysterio.
Well, Mysterio is going to get injured again.
I'm surprised he didn't get injured on commentary the other night.
Yeah, I know, right? Black Dragon. A few Japanese.
Man, here you go downloading that shit, man. You're going to end up downloading some nonsense, and it's not going to work.
All right, Luke Harper. End this now.
Oh, come on, man. They should have at least put Rey Mysterio shooting up out of the fucking stage.
Guess what? I won. That match just started.
So apparently, if I were to put two people in on the turnbuckle, I could perform a double finisher? Is that what that is?
I guess.
Because in this game, you could do that, man. Like a double shell shock, a double attitude adjustment.
Well, Luke Harper's out.
Awesome. Oh, what the hell are you doing?
Well, apparently the Miz likes the fact that,
That what?
That I beat Luke Harper.
Oh. This is just superhuman. All it is a splash.
Randy Orton, I'm sorry, but you did not deserve a title. You already have a title.
I hear voices.
Go away.
Jeez. Hater.
Man, I don't want to taunt. What the fuck you doing?
Taunting.
Yeah, apparently, but I don't want to taunt.
Oh, and I believe at the beginning of this, man, I said this was going to be for the Intercontinental Championship, but it's for the World Heavyweight thing.
Well, I made mine for the ECW title.
Spear.
So how come Ricardo doesn't come out and announce him?
What am I fucking taunting for?
Because you're pressing the arrow buttons?
On purpose.
I don't understand why you're pressing them at all.
I don't know why I'm pressing them.
Gonna be good. Dude, Ricardo isn't even here. Why are they talking about him?
I win. I knocked out fucking what's his face, Randy Orton, and I left him a bloody mess. Dude, fucking awesome because like there's even more blood than there was in fucking WWE 13.
Sweet.
Yeah, nigga, yeah. Now let's see who I'm gonna be facing. It's Gold Rush. Ah, The Rock beat the Ultimate Warrior.
Dude, that was three. How are you gonna fucking lie to me? Oh shit, it's an oh my god moment. DDT. Oh damn, that's sweet. I ain't never seen nobody do that before. A DDT straight to the mat on, like, the apron right there. You ever see anybody do that?
Hell nah, nigga. All right, Rocky, it's time. You need to smell what the dragon is cooking.
Really?
Because now we are in Sydney, Australia, mate. Yeah, you see, the dead man's dive. So it looks like the Omagama is just... That one is just for Undertaker.
Well, that's beat.
Oh my god! That was fucking beautiful. Fuck, that was dangerous. The Rock just got his head smashed in by onto the fucking apron. He's dead. I killed him.
So how about, you remember that girl, Misty Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, she randomly decided to hit me up early. Well, not necessarily me, but the Ghetto G Busta B like page.
That's fucking random.
It really was.
Oh my god!
They come to me, they understand.
The Rock is dead. I killed your ass, nigga. And I can call you nigga because you look black. That's it,
I beat Titus O'Neil, Big Show, Brock Lesnar, Rey Mysterio, and Del Rio to win the championship.
Bro, now I'm beating The Rock. As I put him through some fucking barricades.
Yeah, if you put him through two, you'll get a trophy.
And I put him through fucking four.
Well, then you should already have the trophy, then. You can have a tournament for the tag titles, too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay, after these first three titles, there's three more tag titles. What the hell are the other tag titles? The Shield's about to lose their tag titles, fuckers. I can't have more than four. Oh, wait, there we go. Can only have eight. Is there even eight tag teams?
Last time I checked, I don't think so.
Thank you.
Great. Now I get it. Except, I put fucking, the fuck's his name, Roman Reigns to 4.
Man, I don't want none of these people to be the tag champions, though. What the fuck? none of these are even, like, tag teams. Like, maybe a few of them.
Dude, the Rock just, the Rock stuck fucking running. Really? Really cool?
Yeah.
You really just say that?
We're going to make Justin Gabriel and Damian Sandow the tag champions.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Spear! Spear! Jeez, I missed.
I missed.
Randy Orton DDT.
There you go. Cesaro and Swagger versus Big Show and Mark Henry.
Hey, you can put fucking Swagger versus Cesaro.
This is a tag match.
Oh, damn. Oh, Black. Tino, pull you to the holes. Rocky, get our KO, bitch.
There you go. Tons of Funk versus CM Punk and Jericho.
I must say, 2K14 did a good job with this fucking game so far.
Yeah, definitely got good options.
Don't fuck me, Rocky. La 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 la, get the fuck off me.
La 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 la, get the fuck off me.
Hello. After all that, I lost.
Way to go.
The Rock is now the ECW champion.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
There
you
go.
Rock.
The Shield is the tag champions on here, and I formed another team, and it's Dean Ambrose and Triple H.
What the fuck?
There's no tag teams on here, man. I had to mix and match.
Yeah, but Dean Ambrose and Triple H.
You know, since Dean Ambrose works for Triple H. So.
Yeah, but still. Double kick! Alright there, fucking Rock. I'm gonna whoop your ass, nigga.
I see the diving Undertaker now.
Yep. See? For some reason he's the one to get that one. It's either that or most of the high flyers probably get that one. Like Taker,
think the Usos will probably get that one.
I think maybe we should play a song.
I think so, too. Give me 1 second.
Let's go with...
I know y'all ain't in, but I just want to let y'all know something, man. Y'all know I love you. Y'all know you're my homies. And, all right, we'll talk later. Peace.
Ask you this about this life we live, and let me try to swerve some of this attention you give to them distant ass relatives over Hampton. And if they really miss you so much, why don't they just call and talk? If you wasn't blood, would you still have love? Or in fact, does the blood make you think you have to love? Look, I probably love my family more than anybody here, but my homies are family too. Third cousins, get out of here. Who was you with when you got tattooed? Who was you tripping with when you did them mushrooms? And who the fuck threw up all over your car and then felt worse than you about the shit in the morning?
Who loans your money, homie? Who owes your cash? Who taught you how to use a bomb for the grab? I don't know much, but I gotta assume that when you hit your first net, your homies was
in. What are you talking about? Maybe dishwashing or fucking flipping fries. Then you got this boss who think he the Don Mega because he the head manager, Chief Kelly Fries. All you can vision is y'all beating him down, your homie standing on his back while you're kicking his head around. But responsibility is there, I can't lie, though I'd have been plucked his fucking eyeball out with a chicken bone. I'm crazy as fuck, I'll rip your piercings off, and now my homies are holding me back so I don't look off.
When you stuck the car, who did you get? And when you got color, who'd you blame the shit? Who can you rely? That's the one to scratch your balls. Homies, I'm talking about the you we are.
One of us, you better step to the whole crew. I never knew that I could depend, that I can have some friends that's down to the very end. Well, that's my homeboys, excuse me, my family. And when we conquer the world, we macking on the galaxy. Cause sky's the limit and we ain't finishing. If my homies gon' ride, then you know I'm with it.
Puff it and pass it and I give it to my homies, y'all. Hit it and quit it, then I give it to my homies, y'all. I got the world around my finger with my homies, y'all. And everything is obsolete unless I hear my homies call. We worldwide, we're homies across the planet, sticking together like zippers on a Michael Jackson Peter Jackson. They got my back like a tap for that, I love y'all. Hanging till we old and gray like grandpa.
I think there's a glitch in the game already.
Why is that?
Because I keep getting thrown into the fucking cell over and over by John Cena.
That's not a glitch, man. That's the real thing.
Nah, man, it's definitely a glitch. Fucking match.
Man, that DDT on the apron is fucking sweet, though.
Yeah, it is.
I like how they got the real Americans on here, too. It's already a tag team.
Yeah, a team that doesn't need to be a team.
But I'm just saying, I didn't expect it to actually be a team on here.
Yeah, true.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Oh, no.
Huh?
I said no.
No, well, fuck you too.
Sweet chin music. I'm just walking through fucking John Cena.
Walking through him.
Yes. Like, I literally just walked right through John Cena.
Interesting. Funky's
yeah.
On a roll. Oh, it's the Funkadactyls.
Oh, yeah.
From Planet Funk.
That's Rock. Yes, yes, yes.
Wait, hold on. They don't come out together? What the hell?
Wait, they don't come out together? Funkadactyls?
Tons of funk don't come out together.
Well, that's gay.
Yeah, he comes out to that gay-ass music.
That Japanese music he comes out to.
Yeah.
There we go, I'm climbing up to the cell. I want to see what kind of, oh my god, moments I get up on here. Come on, Cena. That's what you got, nigga. Oh, my bad. Wigger. Come on, Cena. Get your ass up on the cage. I want to whoop your ass.
Not very nice.
Man, Caesar's just getting his ass kicked up on this fucking cage. I don't give two shits. I don't want to pin the motherfucking faggot.
That's not very nice, man.
Yes, it is. Yes! Do it! I killed John Cena.
Did you say you killed John Cena?
Yes. Well, I just thought, I'm about to kill him again. Leg drop!
Come on, Cena. Get up onto the fucking cage.
Are you really having that much trouble climbing the cage?
No. Oh. Well, I'm not Cena. I'm Black Dragon. Move in the cell, motherfucker. You're dead again, Cena. I killed you again, fool. I pity the fool.
Now you're fucking Mr. T.
Yes, now I am Mr. T. I pity the fool. Incoming! Give me a fucking weapon. Sorry, Cena, but I'm just out of your fucking ankle, bitch. Just cause you're a bitch.
Alright, you may as well play another song then, man.
Yeah, let's see. Not play. I'm gonna do a circle.
Oh, there's Ricardo right there.
Come out to the Ghostbusters team?
Huh?
I guess what I heard the Ghostbusters. I just wonder, like, the main said there's Ricardo. I could have sworn I heard the Ghostbusters theme fucking pop up in the background.
I don't know why that would happen.
Let's see. Hellbound. Just for John Cena.
We cracked your head in half. It was shit funny, but we laughed. Twisted one in this bitch for 9 dash. A car crashes, no equivalent. We fought from innocent, crossing the family, and we get ignorant, acting belligerent on the daily. Hoping that somebody will save me, but I got some dead wrong all by myself. Fuck everyone else, I'm in a hole, and I can't breathe. My lungs swell, bad dreams when I'm sleeping. Everybody constantly creeping, feeling so weak and I can't see them. My conscience keep leaving me, falling in and out, waking up in puddles of sweat and cotton mouth. Them down south niggas don't know about this, and niggas on the west side way too pissed, because it's east side niggas talking hardcore shit, enough to get the north side hit.
We the shit.
When we legit like a motherfucker, chilling with $1 million people, digging up graves and acting evil. You looking for the sequel? No, like something close to equal. You actors told me the sequel when bitches in Toledo, but
gang signs, nigga, throw up. I'm too fed up to keep my head up, so I let it drag. Can't afford a belt, so my pants sag. Everybody seems to be a fag or a lesbian, but what the fuck happened is what I'm questioning. The president is prejudiced against you and me. Then he taking half our money and he chilling tax-free. And if you ask me, that's another smack in the face. We need to murder the White House and piss in his face. And every judge should do a minimum of 20 to life. If they can dish it, they can take it. Tell me that ain't right. And every cop should be like Rodney King. Non-stop from the summer till it turned to spring. Shove a donut in their mouth and a badge in their ass. Because the boy don't get no class. They get their wigs split.
can split your wig with my aluminum bat, or I can blow your eardrums with my brain dead rap. And you can call it this or that, but I sway to the other. Word to the monoxide child, my brother. No other representatives, effervescent. Knowledgeful, twisted education, I got the lesson. Bloody textbook, kill the next motherfucker that looking. Always shaking, never shook, yeah. Get your wig split, bitch, and we out. Get your wig split, bitch, and we out. Get your wig split, bitch, and we out. Tell these motherfuckers what we talking about.
And we're back. And your new WWE champion is Black Dragon.
Did you say WWA?
WWE. Where the fuck did you hear A from?
Man, yeah, you definitely didn't say E, man.
Yeah, it's the new WWA champion. What the fuck does the A stand for?
But you should play Rock the Dead, though.
I should definitely do that. Let me see here.
This is the next track that was supposed to come on right there. Is that on the soundboard?
Could be. I gotta get down to Rock, though. Because as I typed in fuck.
I did fuck.
Yeah. Well, I decided to search for the track, just for like a random track to play. So I typed in fuck and brought me a shitload of fucks.
Damn, there's a lot of fuck songs, huh?
Yeah. Alright, I gotta get back on soundboard because I must have pressed delete backspace more than once because it took me back to the fucking episode. I'm guessing your dog doesn't like Rey Mysterio's music.
I guess not.
El Leo does not deserve the World Heavyweight title, so I'm going to make him lose. Purposely.
Perfectly.
Purposely. And Roman Reigns is not going to get a damn title. Fuck out of here. So Roman Reigns better lose. People over there, what's up? Would you feel me? The bitch was gonna kill you, R-Truth. You know what, fine. If fucking Roman Reigns is gonna be in this, then Roman Reigns is gonna face his fucking, one of his partners, Dean Ambrose. And I will do it all over again.
Is cooking.
I think it's funny how
John Cena just lost his WWE title to me, or the Black Dragon. And now John Cena's in the fucking number one contender of the tournament for Alberto Del Rio's world title.
Alright, so let's see what we got here.
So we got a song here.
Live motherfucker in the crowd.
we're back.
And I win by knockout.
Now let's move on to the next matches. There are two matches in particular I'm gonna put out as a fucking both computers just because of the fact it's gonna be good to see both these matches since they're all on the same. Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns and Triple H versus Randy Orton. The Shield versus the Shield, and we are gonna. And this ain't gonna just be some random fucking match. This is gonna be a last man standing match with no time limit. So let's see who fucking wins between Ambrose and Reigns.
Hopefully, Ambrose.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think Ambrose, even though I don't like the Shield too much, I think Ambrose is probably the only one of the Shield who is actually good in the fucking ring. Hey, who got you?
No, right? I disagree. I would say Seth Rollins would be the best one.
Well, we both agree that Roman Reigns is nowhere near that.
Roman Reigns ain't nothing. He can't do a damn thing.
Exactly. So I'm going to go get to Wallace. The intros are on. I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to get me some more fucking orange milk. After I take a piss.
Oh shit, it's the DX music.
Well, kinda.
What the hell is that mixed with? What is that?
I don't know. Of course, just orange food coloring and vanilla flavored milk. Oh, it's all in the Halloween spirit.
Oh, I was about to say they don't come out together.
What, the orange milk?
No, the fucking Shield.
Oh.
But then they cut over and he came out the other side. I was like, oh. And why the hell doesn't Roman Reigns have a neck?
I guess in 2K14 felt he didn't need a neck.
Because as soon as he came out when I turned his game on, I was like, why doesn't he have a fucking neck? Hey, Roman Reigns, I got the whole world screaming how you ain't shit. Dude, I think the referee just screwed Roman Reigns because I swear that would have been a three right there.
Probably did.
That was pretty funny.
Even Ruff doesn't like Roman Reigns.
I know. It's awesome. About to DDT his ass on the apron. You and your no-neck, motherfucker. Boom. And that move straight up kills the motherfucker, man. They'll be out for a little bit.
Yeah, I know. The holy shit. Damn, the match is over already.
Yeah, dude. Man, fucking Brodus Clay fucking hit one move and the match was over. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but this was supposed to be like a last man standing match.
Damn.
Yeah, and Dean Ambrose won.
See that?
See? You see, Reigns? Even Ambrose don't like your ass.
Man, at least they got a good highlight for this match.
Versus Randy Orton, last man standing match. Corporate sellout.
Oh, look at that. You can have the 40-man Royal Rumble.
Just saying, Ghetto. In this match, it's the corporate sellout versus the corporate sellout.
How about that?
Triple H versus Randy Orton.
So what? There's only, like, one unlockable diva?
I guess so.
There's only one spot right here that isn't unlockable. They got all the good divas on here, and then they got Oksana.
They have all the good divas on here, and then they got Oksana.
I mean, I was even including Stephanie McMahon in that.
Randy Orton.
There we go. We're going to have Caitlyn versus Oksana.
Man, I want to do Caitlyn versus Stephanie McMahon.
With Layla coming down with me and AJ coming down with her.
But it sucks that the Bellas aren't in this.
Man, that does kind of look like Caitlyn. Well, her face is kind of scarier on this game, though. What the hell? How the hell did Layla get down to the ring already?
Bum nose.
What was that about? Dude, she's small as fuck, dude. here comes that porno music. She looks so angry.
She probably is.
She should have just been a porn star or something, man. What the hell is she doing wrestling?
Yes! The Bella Twins will be a part of the download pack.
Man, I already knew that.
Oh, well, Biggie Langston.
And Fandango.
And Brutal
and Virgil.
Yeah, Virgil, and then, somebody from the NWO.
Yeah, the NWO.
Dusty Rhodes. What was that, King Kong Bundy? One of the two.
Isn't he supposed to be in this game?
I don't know, they got somebody there.
I ain't never seen Caitlyn use a finishing move that was a submission. what the hell is that I just did?
I don't know what you just do.
That was their finishing move. It was a submission hold.
Yeah, X-Pac, part of the NWO.
Yep. Finishing move.
Scott Steiner's in this shit too.
Apparently it's called the Lotus Lock.
I've never even heard of it.
Maybe she should start using that.
Oh. Move. It's like Mr. Perfect, downloadable character too, because he's part of the NWO.
Yeah. Macho Man's going to be the NWO shit.
Yep. Heyman's gonna be part of the demo pack.
He ain't gonna be a playable character, though.
No. Triple H wins.
Fucking weird. weirdo.
What happened?
You're a fucking weirdo.
All right, next match. My turn. Either way, Antino. Yeah, Antino. Forget.
Oh, dude, fucking spear in midair. How about that?
Alberto Del Rio is not gonna leave with that title tonight. Fuck out of here.
Caitlin got one of them throw up in the air moves.
God damn it. God damn, Chris Ergo got beat by Santino Marella. How sad is that?
It's pretty damn sad, man.
Here we go, an iconic match, a WrestleMania match. Undertaker versus Big Show.
Is that on the game?
I don't know. But that's happening right now.
So there's going to be 45 WrestleMania matches on this game.
Damn. Oh, shit right there.
So you're going to be playing that 30 years of WrestleMania for quite a bit.
Hell yeah. Here we go. Big Show versus Taker. Yeah, they also got a catapult catch finishers. Which is that one.
Yeah, that's the throw up in the air move. That's what I'm talking about.
Taker lost.
Wow.
I knocked him out. Well, that was a boring match then.
Yeah. So is there only one thing to download on this shit for that season pass thing? Like just one package?
For right now, yeah.
And I like how they got on the shop that the online thing you could buy for like $10, but you get it for free. Like, why the fuck I want to pay? Why I want to pay $10 when I got it for free right here with this promo code that came with my game?
Sorry, Tino, but you're not getting a title back. Well, it's the Big Show.
Did they have this in the last game, mixed gender tag matches?
I don't think so.
Well, they got that in this game now. Oh, yeah, there's somebody else you forgot to mention for that download pack. You're going to have Summer Rae in there, too.
Yeah, I forgot about her. But the question is, will you be able to wrestle with her? Or?
Yeah, she's going to be wrestling. And she's going to come down with Fandango.
Can I take Fandango away from her and just leave her?
I don't know.
So that way she's come down the ring by herself or with somebody else that's not him.
Oh, look at that, man. They switched up the handicap thing now. Now they got the 1-on-2, 1-on-3, 2-on-3, and then the gauntlet match. Apparently there's a specialty match that you have to unlock.
Yeah, there is.
What the hell could that be?
it's a slobber knocker match.
Nah, is it really?
Yeah.
And what the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Triple H, you're too corporate, you don't get a title. Even though you're going to be facing the Big Show when I don't sell much, I made it so that way, well, you lose the minute you get knocked out. Now, Alberto Del Rio, on the other hand, is going to get his ass handed to him. Yo, I wonder if Triple H is reliving any nightmares right now since he just got knocked out by the Big Show again. All right there, fucking Alberto Del Rio. You're gonna die, nigga. Tupac? Oh, California. Why the fuck would I want to play as Alberto Del Rio for? Fuck out of here. And after this, I'll go into a mixed gender tag match. What the fuck happens with that shit?
I'll make Taker the champion, since I'll wait until I do that WrestleMania shit.
Yeah. I'll probably do that WrestleMania shit in the morning.
Man, they still take forever to count in these damn Elimination Chamber matches.
Fuck off me, Alberto Del Rio. Stop pumping Big Show. You gay faggot.
You gay faggot.
Dude, stop humping the Big Show. You're a faggot. Damn it. El Rio's gonna cheat. I'm gonna restart him over this. Gonna whoop his ass.
That's fucking bullshit.
Knock him out!
But, you know what, since I got infinite fucking moves here, I'm just gonna keep picking up fucking Del Rio, I'm just gonna keep knocking him out.
There you go.
Yeah, the bitch looks unstoppable until fucking Del Rio wants to be a fucking faggot. Oh wait, here's 1-1. My bad.
Knock him out!
We have a new world heavyweight world heavyweight champion, The Big Show.
The Big Show.
We have KO since Del Rio couldn't get his ass up again. That's how you do it, nigga. I was getting to this mixed tag match. What the fuck happened to you? Exit.
Puppet.
The hell? What's the matter with you?
What the hell are you doing?
I'm yelling, puppet, puppet, puppet.
Dude, holy shit, man. Randy Orton just reversed the fucking tombstone and he tombstoned me. And the great Khali just can't even get in the ring.
I could have told you that one.
He was struggling just to get in the ring right there.
Let's see, who should I give the Big Show a partner? Should I give him AJ, Stephanie, Natalya, Layla, Caitlin, Oksana?
Whatever, man.
You know what? I'll give him Caitlin and Triple H. Fuck Triple H, he ain't getting nobody.
Why is the great Khali breaking that shit up? What is wrong with you? Why is ABK playing?
Because that's what I put in there. That's my other one of the moves, one of the soundtracks.
You could put that on the game?
Yeah.
Like it plays while you're... What the hell?
Yep. Interesting.
What?
a tag match, if you press the select button, it'll change your partner. Like, it'll change who you control on the fly.
If I press what?
Select during a tag match.
It just automatically does it?
Yeah.
Why did we get DQ'd? Fucking Big Show's the one. Big, I mean, come on. You know, fuck you. I'm resetting this match. I'm gonna kill the fucking Rey Mysterio.
Oh shit! You could throw him through the fucking pods on here too. How about that?
There's good news and there's bad news. The good news is Rey Mysterio just got injured by Caitlyn.
No.
Yeah, because I accidentally kicked fucking Rey Mysterio in the head off the fucking apron.
So you're allowed to have the girls fight the dudes?
Nope. If dude is in the ring with the chick for more than 5 seconds, you get DQ'd.
Well, yeah. That's funny as hell. Caitlyn injures Rey Mysterio. There's a headline for you.
Yeah, right? But I'm just dissecting fucking Stephanie McMahon.
Well, that's not very nice.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure Triple H won't care. Man, the Big Show is just doing whatever the fuck he wants right now.
just like in the real thing.
Yeah, because of the fact he got into the ring, went to the other side, got down, and he just dragged down fucking Rey Mysterio.
See that? That takes it back all the way back to WCW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knock him out! Boom!
Oh, there we go. Big Show's about to do his oh my god move. Oh, damn it. I thought he was going to put fucking Ray through the ring. Here we go with another oh my god moment. Boom!
Oh my god!
Just injured his knee.
Huh.
The
He's dead. He ain't come back to life.
Why am I only able to select one song on a custom soundtrack?
I don't know. That's all it lets you do.
That's fucking stupid. Alright, well, I'll pick Love of My Knife.
Kaelin gets a pussy from 70 McMahon.
There you go. She already gave Stephanie McMahon some nipple.
Exactly. Caitlin's about to DDT fucking Stephanie McMahon after the apron.
Yeah.
She's dead.
They all do that.
Yeah. And now fucking Stephanie's dead.
Pretty much.
But my question is, now do you think Stephanie McMahon's head hits first or her tits?
Her head.
Good match.
The Big Show.
Yeah, he has to stress the Big Show's name. Just like fucking big, just like fucking Rendon's got a stress title.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Let's see if I can create some shit here. Oh, shit. Dude, you can create a fucking title.
Yeah. You can create a lot of things.
Yeah, but W13, I don't think they gave me the option of creating a title.
Yeah, they did.
Did they really?
Yeah. Remember, I had the asshole championship.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Oh yeah, your buddy Will Kid Crusher, whatever, showed up again.
Yeah, I blocked his ass.
Well, I let them in, and then I just fucking banned them. You get in this game here.
So how about Snowda Product posted a photo of her and Will I Am, and I commented on it, and I commented, please for the love of God, don't ever do a song with him, and 58 people liked that. And then some dude commented on that saying, Shirty done a song with the biggest wigger on the planet. Why not Will I Am? Who the hell's the biggest wigger on the planet?
I don't know.
So my reply back to him is because Will I Am fucking blows.
The game. Blindsided. Never embarrassed with beta fame. Guys. Hey, good day, Yummy. Finish last.
I'm gonna make a dragon title.
Are you ready for a dragon title, Ghetto G?
No.
Is it literally
a dragon?
Man, I wish. But no, what it's gonna be is. Well, it doesn't quite work out now, does it?
No.
But now it's gonna just give me a dragon on the front, dragon on the both side plates. Ooh, I can't even put a Grim Reaper there. Hey.
Did you really just say hey?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You just went full gay. Full faggot.
No. There we go.
No.
maybe I should have went with a different title design. What the fuck is it? Yeah, you're fucking with a killer for real.
Put your fist up, I'ma kill somebody, cry. Shoot the size of hater up with the order and up the prize. Let them see just how we do it, what it's like to have some.
Designed.
Man, there you go. There's like a picture that looks kind of like a dragon.
Yeah,
more like
see
a, more like a dinosaur.
Oh, there's actually a couple of dragon ones on this.
Look, you can make that X Division title belt.
Yeah, I know. Analogy. Man, the best thing is, like, you can even make a title and put fucking, like, AJ's face on it.
Well, that's random.
Yeah, I know. I'm stretching. I made a fucking nuclear belt.
You could put holy shit on the belt.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. Make a belt that says you suck on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. They'll create more shit tomorrow. They think Nam is going to get off of WWE 13. Or 2K14.
We'll see.
Tomorrow, I shall go to GameStop.
For what?
Sell my games so that way I get the fucking season pass.
Man, you're gonna have to sell a lot of games to get that, man. It's like $20 and shit.
Oh, I'm gonna sell WWE 13, Ghostbusters, Amazing Spider-Man, Dante's Inferno, Bleach, and Metal Gear Solid 4.
Damn, you'll sell all your fucking games.
Hey, if I got to, I got to. Because I want that season pass. That's so fucking annoying. There we go.
Nina Gomez, nigga.
Man, she's so fucking sexy. I should go to the video. They catch those sexies all fucked.
There goes some Boondocks playing right now. There you go.
Megan Nicole, whatever the fuck her last name is. Bitch, you too ugly to be trying to be naughty. Go the fuck away, put a fucking shirt on.
The hell are you talking about?
Some fucking chick decided to fucking post up a fucking pic of herself up on fucking Facebook with scotch tape over her nipples.
That
bitch is ugly.
Yeah,
And you got this dude, fucking James, whatever the fuck his name is, telling her she's got nice tits. Dude, she's got man boobs. Those aren't nice.
Love.
All right, you're singing Selena Gomez. I'm gonna go.
All right, bud. Peace.
All right, bud.